U.S. stock markets continued their roller coaster ride yesterday, but this time moving in a positive direction. The technology-laden NASDAQ Composite Index soared nearly 218 points, or 6.6%. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
It was the biggest one-day point gain in NASDAQ's history, and it came just one trading day after the biggest one-day loss. After a disastrous few days on Wall Street last week, NASDAQ stocks were trading at a 25% discount. Alan Peller of Prudential Securities in San Diego says for many investors, that was cheap enough.
I think what we've seen is really a little bit of a bottoming out effect. People realize that there's some, blood on the streets. And when there's blood on the streets, there's opportunities.
But not everyone smelled those opportunities from the opening bell. The NASDAQ index languished for much of the day yesterday, falling nearly 3% at one point, even as the Dow gained 2.7%. A late rally helped the NASDAQ regain much of the ground it had lost on Friday, though. John Zimmerman of Bank of America Capital Management took that as an encouraging sign.
There is money on the sidelines that is waiting to come into the market, but they and all investors, I think, really are waiting for some kind of a bottom to form.
It's too soon to say whether the market has hit bottom yet. Cautious investors limited yesterday's rebound to the blue chips of both the old and new economies. And for every two NASDAQ stocks that rose, three others fell. Still, the 100 largest NASDAQ stocks are now just half as expensive relative to earnings as they were 3 weeks ago. Despite lingering concerns about inflation and interest rates, Zimmerman believes the national economy is still strong, though he warns the wild ride on Wall Street may not be over yet.
I think we'll continue to have significant volatility on significant volume, but the big down days are behind us. And as investors get comfortable with that, I think money will come back into the market and we will see continued movement upward in the stock market.
Zimmerman was also buoyed by better-than-expected earnings reports from companies like Texas Instruments and Eli Lilly yesterday. Many more companies are expected to report earnings this week. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.